Hey, beauty pros, welcome to Beauty Business Breakthroughs. My name is Shara, your guide to success in the beauty industry. In each episode, I'm going to be sharing my tips, tricks, and real life experiences. Plus, we'll bring in industry experts to drop their game-changing advice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, get ready for practical insights that will elevate your beauty business. Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me today. I am going live, Beauty Business Breakthroughs. We are going to be talking about crafting your brand. I absolutely love this topic, and I am so honored, super excited to be able to interview and speak with. Her name is Kelvina, and she is absolutely amazing. She is a brand expert. Well, hello.
I'm so excited.
How are you doing, Kelvina?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your brand, what your expertise is, and we'll just get going from there.
Yeah. Well, I have been a designer for a very long time. It's my area of study. It was my background. And I've been working in agencies for the earlier part of my career. And then at some point later in my career, I decided to do more photography. And that was actually my very first love. It was like the one that my parents were like, don't do that. You're not going to make money out of it. So, but I was like, the rebel in me. I'm like, I got to try this out.
And right.
You know, having a photography business for 15 years. Yeah. And then, so I worked with small brands and a lot of social enterprises. I did work for organizations in India and then like just telling their stories really. Just realized during that time, you know, I was doing a lot of like brand consulting too. And I really felt like I needed to put the two together, like my brand background, my design background, and working with brands, photography, storytelling, and just basically like visual communications. And
right.
One of those things where it was like the perfect timing for me to really take that switch was during the pandemic when we all had a lot of time on our hands, especially photographers.
Right.
Everything I canceled. And that's when Your Brand Spark was born.
That is amazing. I love that. You know, the pandemic was something that obviously was, for the lack of a better word, a little traumatic for everyone. We all went through it together, thankfully, to some degree. But it really afforded a lot of people an opportunity to hone in on what is it that they really want to be doing, right, with their life, in their careers, in their health, their businesses, you know, whatever, and affording them the opportunity to say, hey, okay, maybe I'm displaced from my job. What else can I be doing to make some money, right? So you say that Your Brand Spark that's when it was born. Tell us about what Your Brand Spark is.
So I told you about a little bit of the background when I was doing work for the social enterprises in India and even over here. I have a real heart for people who are marginalized.
Okay.
I have a heart for, you know, just working with people who really have a voice, right? And that's always been my thing, is bringing out their voice, giving people's voice, you know, like who don't have any. And then so the thing is that I realized that a lot of the organizations that I work with, they have a tremendous like power of change.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there was a lack of resources too, because they were working with people who had a lack of resources. So the heart of Your Brand Spark was to be able to give a voice to people and make their voice accessible. So like we all have a voice. We all have a brand voice.
Mm-hmm.
We all like everything. And then so as businesses, we can make an enormous difference in the world. And then so I think that's kind of the driving, like the underlying driving heart of what Brand Spark does, is to empower people and make
all of this accessible. Right. And then so small businesses don't have a lot of money. And I, when they first start, and so even, you know, so as a designer, as a professional photographer, I knew that a lot of them didn't have the ability to afford me.
Right.
And then like, as I watch technology change, as I watch my own business, as I transform and pivoted my like businesses, right? Like more than one, I realized that, you know, I knew what I needed, you know, even as a designer,
I
knew what starting a business, like
what it entailed, what it required. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so you knew like other people clearly need this as well.
Yes. Like I knew I needed that. And there is a huge gap there.
Right.
Like small businesses, they need to learn a lot. I mean, even though like as much as we want to just like hit the ground running and hire all the like our team and go, like a lot of times we don't even have the words to tell what our teams to do. We don't even know that ourselves. And so we need to do a lot of learning. We have to get equipped. We have to do so many things ourselves or have our fingers in so many different like pies, you know, like you to say. And also we need to make changes really fast. Like if I needed to like make some like, so it's different than me being a designer working for a large corporate company. And then they've got their design, like their marketing team who I'm working with. And they're like, okay, make this change. And I make the change and they'll go produce whatever they need to do, produce. And then they'll come back to me for these things. It just doesn't work that way. And then so, you know what I mean? And then so I do.
Absolutely. I think that branding in general is such a important aspect of an entrepreneur's journey, and not just an entrepreneur, but like a business as a whole, right? Like who you are as a brand, there's so many different aspects of it. And so when we're talking about branding, like let's just pretend that our listeners, our followers, whoever is watching us today doesn't know what that is. How would you describe, right, what is branding?
If you boil it all down, like just boil it all down, I would say branding is a vibe and branding is a conversation.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically having a conversation with your potential consumer, your potential client or people that are following you or people that are on your social media or your website,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a conversation, the conversation that we are having is in theory, right? So we're not literally having a conversation. We are creating our brand to speak for us as a business, whether it is the colors, whether it is the logo, whether it is the design of the website, or what are some other things that communicate to our clients, our followers, you know, our potential clients? What are some things that a brand communicates in theory?
So you've actually, like I said, you already mentioned so many of the things that most of us think about when we're thinking about branding or visual branding.
Right.
Your website, colors, your fonts, and your logo, and all those things. But there's actually so much more beneath that. And most people are not like, say, oh, I didn't go to school for all that stuff. So it's very intimidating for them. So if I can put it in like a very simple term, it's like basically like waking up in the morning and getting ready to meet a friend for coffee, like you and I did, right? Like, and then, so like, it's important to think about, well, what is the best way that I can connect with this friend? So I have to think about what is the place we're meeting at. So I have to think about what will put her at ease. And then so that means what's appropriate. So I think about that in terms of how I present myself. So then I would pick my outfit accordingly. Do you know what I mean? And then so that's presentation. That's like immediately when we walk through the door, it's like, you know, we put each other's at ease and we make each other feel like, hey, you know, like that's her vibe. She's my people. Right. And then so in our business, we're doing the same thing. Like it is like our brands are about having a conversation because we're actually doing business with real people.
Absolutely.
And these are real relationships. And so So in the best way like possible, I'm trying to, you know, like, I think that's a really good way for us to think right. about that in mm-hmm. a way that's how to communicate ourselves.
Right.
And then like, so that's one thing, right? But another thing is you have to know who you're talking right. to.
It's like your ideal client avatar, yes. your target audience, yes. because the only way for you to communicate effectively, yes. right, is to know who you're talking yes. to. Right?
You need, yes.
So I love the way that you use the analogy of like meeting up with a friend for coffee or lunch or whatever, because the way that I visualize it when you say that is like picking the location of the destination that you're going to meet at.
Yep.
Right? So the location, mm-hmm. that is essentially your website. You're picking your location. Your social media, right? Your pamphlets, your business card, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the things that are the landing pages,
yes.
right? That are going to be utilized to communicate,
yes.
right? And then when you talk about communication, like actual verbal communication, hey girl, I'm on my way. Just want to touch base. Make sure that we're still meeting up tomorrow. Is that still a good
yes.
time? You know, whatever the case is, right?
You're taking care of them.
Exactly. Yes. That's the actual black and white words that are being put on the paper, the website, the social media, the ad caption, whatever it is, and so on and so forth. So I love that analogy because it really helps people to understand, right, how branding relates to the real world, because as an entrepreneur, like you said, we have to have our hands in the pie here and there. You wear different hats, whatever. You have to know so many different things, and you can't be an expert at everything, mm-hmm. right? So what would you say then are like the three most important things when an entrepreneur or even a new entrepreneur, what are the three main things to focus on in order to be successful when they are considering branding?
We've been touching on some of the key ones. Is one key thing is to understand who they're talking to, because if they don't know who they're talking to, right. then they're shouting at a wall, basically.
Right.
Then,
right.
They're not going to be able to get what the result that they want. Right. And then another thing is that they have to have a strong, like, strong identity. And then what I mean by that is, so, like, that's what I do. I literally help people to develop their brand identities, right? Their identity, you need to communicate that. So another way to kind of put that into, like, a human context is, like, mm-hmm. if you're confident, if you've mm-hmm. spent time in dealing with your stuff, you know, right. like your baggage and all that stuff, the more experience you have, you put work right. into it. I mean, it's work. The more you've gone through that, made your right. mistakes, the stronger you are, the more you've identified, hey, what is it that I'm trying to do? Then that your conversation becomes a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. And then also you have to care about what the other person is needing, because you don't want it to just be communicating only you. So again, it's that conversation.
Right.
You need to listen.
Right.
Right. So that's one of the really key things. So to know who you're talking to. Know the context, right? And then know what, you know, who you are and what you're communicating. And I feel like those are some really key things that it's in branding, just like in life. That's why I feel like at the end of the day, it's like having that conversation. And you mentioned that, like, the location too. And I actually think that location also, I think exactly what you said were really great, like websites and all of those, mm-hmm. like, yeah, like the entry points. But another thing about location, I guess, you know, it's like, you would dress differently to a wedding as if you were to going to your friend's, like I don't know, like party, right. like just a just a get right. together, where, you know, the luncheon. You know, it's a very different right. dress code. It's a different way you're presenting yourself. So, knowing the context of how and you know how people want to hear you, mm-hmm. and how people expect to be right. heard and also be seen and to see you, that's everything. Because you know, you need to put people at ease, right? Like, that's the thing. That's why communicating your vibe is so important. And so I think that's branding as a whole.
Right.
And then there is also the visual stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, and you hit the nail. You're like, okay, even like just us, say, texting our friends, say, I'll be there or I'll be late or whatever. I mean, that is taking care of them. It's been the black and white. That's branding too. And then, but the visual branding is like kind of a, like, an, like another more like hone, like more specific part.
Right.
And the thing about the visual stuff is that it's so emotional, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you think about it, it's like when grandma walks in with a bright colored hat, you're going to immediately like mm-hmm. think about the hat, and that's mm-hmm. going to make an impression. And then, or just anyone, like when you look at, say you pick up something, you know, you go to Target and you're looking at the shampoo mm-hmm. bottles, the shampoo mm-hmm. bottle that's going to jump out at you is the one that's probably has the most contrast, that mm-hmm. has like big letters. And then, so, you know, all of these things that before you even actually even read what the bottle is saying, you know, read that
it's this is the, exactly. Contrast. It's the picture, it's the color, it's the whatever. Yes. You know what? It's so funny that you say that because I was out of town. Okay, so this is I'm pulling it up really quick because I couldn't remember what it was called. But I was in Cancun and I saw this, I think the coffee, the brand of coffee, okay, if I'm not mistaken, was like at the resort we were at or whatever. And I'm like, this is a weird name. Like, this must be because we're in Cancun. Like, totally, right? So then we land back in the Sacramento airport. And I saw it, didn't say anything to anybody, totally just whatever. Didn't think too much about it. We land in the Sacramento airport. And as I'm walking from getting my luggage at the baggage claim to walk over to the elevators, I see that same exact brand inside the Sacramento airport. And it is called Chocolate Fish Coffee. Okay. Now, I have never in my life heard this brand before. And I'm like, what in the world is Chocolate Fish Coffee? Now, the only thing that I can think of from a branding perspective, right? My little business brain went on, was they have a name that is going to stick with you. Like, it's so odd, right? That it has to stand out in your brain. It is a conversation, all of these things. So I was literally trying to rack my brain as to figure out like what and why like fueled their desire to come up with Chocolate Fish Coffee. And if I'm not mistaken, their logo was like, you know how when a fish is like the spines and all that, it was like one of those, right? And again, I've never seen it before in my life. I've only seen it twice, all within the last week. But now this freaking coffee brand is stuck in my head. And I'm now going live talking about this coffee brand. But their mission was accomplished, okay, when they were trying to communicate their brand. When they worked with their branding experts to come up with a name and a logo and this, that, whatever. And those are great examples of wanting to make sure that we are, like you said, communicating effectively with our target audience. Now, am I a huge coffee drinker? Absolutely not. Will I drink coffee? Yes. But I can also take it or leave it, right? But I would probably try them out because I'm curious now. And so that is a testament, in my opinion, to the effectiveness and the power of branding.
Yes. It's making that impression. Right. And then that, like, making that split second impression mm-hmm. and, like, really letting it stick. And then continuing the conversation after, right? Like, that's also, too, is that, like, hey, you know, what is that impression? Do I want to stick around?
Right. Absolutely. So I just want to kind of take it a step back and recap kind of some of the things that we've said. So you start off with the communication, which is what message are we trying to relay to our clients, our target audience? What is our mission statement, if you will? Like what, when we are picking a name, a logo, the colors, the website, all of these things, what message are we trying to get across? Because I know that colors right, are very important, and what different colors have represent different things, and different pictures within your logo, they represent different things, obviously. And so you're saying we start with that, right? And then you go into the visual aspects of trying to get that message across, trying to communicate effectively with your target audience. But again, the goal is making sure that you know who are you trying to reach, right? A lot of times people will reach out to me, oh, I know you're a business coach. I have products and I want to manufacture this and I want to do that. And I'm like, no, you're not my type. You know, you're not my ideal target audience. You're not my client avatar, if you will, right? Like, I don't work with people who are selling products or wanting to get into the retail and wholesale and do all that stuff, right? Now, if you do that, that's great. But my niche, my ideal client avatar is primarily females, right? Between the ages of 21 to 45. Now, that doesn't mean if you're under 21 that you don't meet my client avatar. You're just not in the throes of the majority, right? And then I know that a majority are in the United States and they provide beauty services. Right? People will say, well, are they licensed? Do they have a brick and mortar? It doesn't matter if they're licensed or not licensed. They can have a salon. They could be a hairstylist. They could be an esthetician. They could be a traveling professional, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, my ideal client is somebody who is providing beauty services.
Absolutely.
And I say licensed or non-licensed because some of the services that they provide don't require you to have a license. But knowing who my ideal client avatar is so important because that's how I make sure that I am getting the proper message across, whether it's on my social media, in my email marketing, on my branding, my website, whatever the case is, right?
Exactly. Yes. It's the intersection. Like, so if you had two circles, you know, one circle would be you, your message, your services, who you are. And like, if you take the chocolate fish, like, you know, and the example, you know,
and it's so funny because I literally like typed in chocolate and I think that my computer like knew that I've had this conversation or something, it probably filled me or whatever, because I typed in chocolate and it was like fish company. And I didn't even have to type anything else.
Oh my gosh. it's like, so for them, like just the name itself means they're rebels because they're a coffee company, but they're called chocolate. So if you're like, they're funny. So just by even looking at the name, you can tell that they've got something to Absolutely. Say, right? And then so there's an expression there. But then, you know, if you are just all of your branding is all just about me, and like, this is what I'm doing, then you're not going to be an effective brand because then you're just saying whatever you're wanting. And then nobody's, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like if you went out with a friend and you can't stop talking about yourself, you're not an interesting person, right? And then so
kind of like when you and I had met up and we, you know, the conversation just organically, like I was talking first or whatever about some background, whatever. And then when you got to you, I like jokingly was like, oh, gotta go, you know, I'm out of here.
Yes. But it is like, but it's true, right? Like,
right.
You know, for the conversation to stick, it's, you know, you do want to hit the impression,
right.
But then for it to really be meaningful,
right.
For it to be meaningful business, right. Which is what you right. want, you've got it to stick. And so that means you need to listen. You need to like ask good questions. You need to listen to feedback. And then like, it's this beautiful back and forth.
Absolutely.
And that's still a part of the branding process.
Absolutely.
And, right?
Absolutely.
And then so if it's like two circles, mm-hmm. you and your audience, it's like your brand is right where it intersects.
Right. No, 100%, because not only do I reach out to some of my followers, and say, hey, look, we're going live. This is what we're going to be talking about. Like, I was able to basically extract some of the questions that they want to know, right? And be able to provide them with the answers that they are actively looking for. If I just don't listen to my clients, don't listen to my followers and what they're needing, right? How can I be an effective provider or an effective mentor or coach?
Yes.
Right. And I actually just spoke about this a few weeks ago, one of my lives, where I talked about taking the opportunity to listen to your clients' feedback as constructive, not criticism, but constructive feedback, so that you can figure out, right, what areas that you can make changes to. One of the most popular for me is like, hey, why don't you provide your online courses as a bundle with the supplies and equipment, right? And just the way the system is. And there's all these kind of reasons as to why they are like literally two physical pieces on my website or whatever. So as much as I would love to just be able to listen to them, there's reasons. It's actually more advantageous for my students and whatnot. But I'm listening to the feedback that they're giving me so that I can make changes as I'm able to along the way. So kind of going back to the branding, and we are getting close to the end of our time, but what is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned, right, over the years that you can kind of bestow upon, you know, these new entrepreneurs when it pertains to branding? We always learn from our lessons, or our mistakes, yeah. I should say, right? If you make a mistake, it's not a bad thing. You have to figure out, what did I learn from that mistake? So that one, either you don't do it again, or two, you can give advice to somebody else so they don't repeat the same mistake.
You are literally saying exactly that, is to make a lot of mistakes and don't be afraid to make them. And also don't be afraid to be imperfect. That is the biggest lesson I have learned.
Okay.
And, you know, because I'm a perfectionist, like, right. I am like a perfectionist, and that's what makes me a good designer.
Right.
That's a problem sometimes,
right?
Like, to be totally transparent and vulnerable, is that sometimes that perfectionist can get in the way.
Right.
Because I don't want to start until like, oh, I am all tucked in and perfect and polished.
Right. Right.
No, you know, like, you are, you know, and so right now we're living in a day of like day and age of authenticity. Like,
right.
It's okay. So the difference between being a perfectionist and like having it all to put together is that just be thoughtful.
Right.
I think that's the most important thing. Be thoughtful and like know what your intentions are.
Right.
Know how you want to help your audience and
right.
that.
Right. I absolutely love what you touched on. And literally two things that stood out to me. One was making the mistakes, right? Not being afraid to make the mistakes, I should say, because I will go and put myself out there. I will do this. I will do that. And then I'm constantly monitoring it so that I can tweak things and make improvements and figure out what works better and all of those things. But if I don't ever try, mm-hmm. right, then I won't have the opportunity to make the mistake. To figure out what really works, right? But the other thing that you talked about was sometimes not waiting until everything is perfect. And I literally just did that this week. So I had my website redesigned and everything. And rather than me waiting until every single piece mm-hmm. was exactly perfect, right? Which I don't know, for those of you who've never had a website either designed or redesigned, it is a lot of work. But I went ahead and published it and made it live. Ooh. And it felt good because now I can't turn back. Now I'm in a constant mode of, okay, I need to fix this. I need to fix that. Constantly checking to see what needs to be corrected, updated, whatever. But I literally just had to take that plunge and go, you know what? If everything is not perfect, it's not perfect. I will fix it as I'm able. But if I hadn't, I would have probably waited at least a month.
Totally relate.
And the whole purpose of redesigning the website was to increase my conversions and to be able to make it easier for my customers to navigate and, you know, all of these different things, right? Easier for them to find what they're looking for, blah, blah, blah. But imagine if I had waited a month, how much am I losing?
Yes.
Right? So being able to just take that plunge makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Calvina. I really appreciate you taking the time with us today. Like, you have been such a resource and just full of information. I think that my listeners, my followers would really, really benefit from not only your information and your tips and advice and things of that nature, but maybe even working with you. So please let my listeners know how they can find you, where they can find you, and what it looks like in terms of working with you.
Well, I'm very active on social media. So just right on this account, just reach out to me, DM me. I would love to hear from you. And literally today, I haven't even announced it to my people yet. I just dropped a new course. And awesome. This course is great for those who want to create their own designs, but even better, I think, for your community is for the VAs. Mm-hmm. So when if you're working on your branding, you're constantly creating, you know, like whatever, you know, your social posts and anything your customers are creating, mm-hmm. This is great. It's super accessible. Mm-hmm. It's about Canva. It's about it's a three-step design process.
Okay.
That guides you through how to use Canva to create your perfect brand designs. And so it's like the whole thing together, I timed it and I was like, it's a little over an hour. So it's very digestible, it's very accessible.
And so to just dive into that a little bit. So for those of you who don't know, Canva is a design platform. You can design literally everything. We use it for a lot of our graphics, for a lot of our reels and our eBooks and templates. And I mean, you can literally go on there and do everything. And it's simple enough for even somebody like me, who is not artsy fartsy, okay? Who's not graphically intelligent, but I am technically savvy, so I'm able to use it. So Canva is amazing. So your program, your course, is it a video? Is it, okay. So you are actually showing them on your screen. Taking them behind the scenes and saying, look, click here, click there. This is how you're going to be able to do it. And that is going to basically what they call DIY.
Yeah.
So rather than them working with you and hiring you to do it for them, you also have a DIY for some of the people who maybe it's a little bit more affordable, mm-hmm. right? But for the people who like to be a little bit more hands-on and just do it themselves, they can actually get the direction from you and how to go ahead and do their branding inside this. And Canva is actually free, for those of you who don't know. So they have a free platform, and then there's a premium or premier, whatever you want to call it, that a pro that allows you to access the extra stuff. But the free is just as good, right? Especially if you're starting out. I'm all about resources that are either free or very low cost, especially for entrepreneurs who are just starting out.
Yes. The difference, what I like to do, like I said, thoughtfulness is very important. Like knowing what you want to say, how you want to say it, that is everything in order to like cut through all of the like the bells and whistles and sometimes all the shiny objects, mm-hmm. because it's overloaded with so many great things. I mean, it's great. Canva's great, but then it's just overwhelming. Right. And so this course is about starting with what your intentions are first, guiding you through some of the thinking process, doing that first. And then because you know it, and I give you a few pointers in there, then you go and find the exact templates that you want. And then I teach you how to bulk create.
Okay.
Make lots of stuff.
Bulk creating. Okay. Anytime I find those kind of videos or whatever, I'm sending them to my team. I'm like, I don't know if you know how to do this, but I'm going to send it to you anyways, you know, just because they're so resourceful. That's amazing. And so how much is your course?
So right now it's half off because it's introductory. So you can currently get it for $67, which
that is
insane.
So that's what I'm saying is that, like, even if you are not hands-on, mm-hmm. you get it for your team, right. get it for your VA so that they can learn some of this, because it's important for them to know how to do it the right way and save time
right.
and
right,
not
right,
be
right.
distracted by all the right. things. And so I do educate. That's my biggest thing. So this is one, you know, this is a Canva course, but I also have a branding course that's called Brand in a Week,
Yay!
Where I dive into like every single little thing, like, you know, so thinking about your logo, thinking about your colors and thinking about your fonts. And then at the end of the week, basically, you've got everything together. You've got your entire brand kit with
that
all this.
That is amazing. Okay, so how much is that course?
That one, I have two. I have a self-study that's $297.
Okay.
And then I also have a group program that is about $1,000.
Okay,
so
okay.
This one, I guide people through the entire process. So we start with a boot camp where it's a 7-day
right.
boot camp. And then I go through and a 3 months of implementation.
Right, right, so, right.
And then like
that's
critiques, like very right. personalized critiques. It's like, hey, you're going the wrong direction. Do this instead. And
absolutely.
I don't do that.
I love that. So for those of you who are just now joining, her Instagram is Your Brand Spark. And then, of course, her website is going to be the same, Your Brand Spark. Thank you again, Calvina. I really enjoyed our conversation. I cannot wait to air this live on my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you all for joining Beauty Business Breakthroughs.
Thank you so much, Shara.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap for today's Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I hope you found these insights valuable and actionable for your beauty business. Remember, success in this industry is within your reach. If you're hungry for more and ready to take your beauty business to the next level, consider joining our Get Fully Booked Accelerator program. We are dedicated to helping beauty professionals like you achieve extraordinary success with strategies that can take your business to 10K per month and beyond. Simply send us a direct message on Instagram, Lux Beauty and Body Co., with the word success, and we'll provide you with all of the details on how you can be a part of this game-changing program. Your journey to a thriving beauty business starts now. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep making those beauty business breakthroughs.